Happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name's Dean. I do the majority of teaching here at our Lewis Center campus. And man, we are grateful you've taken this time to invest in your spiritual development. This past weekend, we launched a brand new series called Joyride. We're looking at the book of Philippians and this idea that God is the source of unshakable joy in our lives. And when we talk about joy, I mean, what we're talking about is this abiding sense that your eternity is secure even when your today is chaos. And Paul writes this letter to the Philippian church in modern day Greece. It was a very unique city. It had large gold and silver deposits, very wealthy city, massive amphitheater. The mineral wealth fueled industry like textiles and fabrics. It was kind of a fashion center. For the ancient world, Caesar Augustus admired Philip of Macedon, after whom the city was named, so much that he rewarded Roman retired soldiers with free parcels of land there. So when Paul writes this letter, he's planted this church on his second missionary journey. He uses the word joy 16 times in the 104 verses of Philippians. And what we started the series by is looking at Acts chapter 16 about the planting of the Philippian church. It was very unusual in a lot of ways because it was planted with a female business person, Lydia, then a young girl who had been possessed by a demonic spirit that evidently allowed her to foretell fortunes. And she was freed from that spirit. And so she became the second convert. And then the third was one of these probably retired soldiers who was working as a jailer, who whenever Paul and Silas had been beaten and was miraculously released by God through an earthquake, instead of leaving the prison, Paul stays and Silas stays. And because of that, this jailer was converted. So this church was planted with a woman, a slave, and a Gentile. Now, that was very unusual because, you know, I told you a few weeks ago, if you've listened to the message at the Lewis Center campus, Orthodox Jews began their day with seven prayers, Orthodox male Jews anyway, and three of those prayers were, God, thank you that I'm not a woman, thank you that I'm not a slave, and thank you that I'm not a Gentile. This is the most unlikely group of people that you would have in the ancient world to be on your church planting team. But that's exactly what they had. What's interesting is that next week, whenever we get into Philippians in the first five verses, Paul uses not the terms, you know, a woman, a slave, and a Gentile, but he uses very different terms. He uses saints, servants, and partners. Those are who these people become in his life. And this is so appropriate as we jump into a new term of life groups. If you're not currently in a group, man, please take the opportunity to go to our life groups page on the website, search the filterable database to get connected to a new group. Any ways that we can help you do that, if you'll just email any of the campus life pastors at our campuses. I know for Lewis Center, that would be Nathan Shireman. He's NathanS@lifepointohio.com. And even if you're at one of our other campuses, you can email Nathan. He'll get you connected at one of our other campuses if you have any questions about being in a group. This joy, this unique ability to express what will be your future in what is your present, it's important that to note that it's not a feeling. You can have joy and be sad. You can have joy and have doubts. You can have joy and be waiting. You know, and I feel like for some folks, they feel like joy is just this feeling that comes and goes. But I think joy is actually, it's like the secret sauce of Christianity. It's the thing that everyone is looking for. How do I endure difficult times with a sense of faith that things are going to be different, that things are going to be, that are going to be better? And man, it is the thing that when people look at, they can live in apologetic arguments, they can live with the criticism, but they cannot deny when someone is joyful in the middle of difficulty. I think what we learned, our takeaway there was, man, out of our relationship with Christ, what we see in Jesus is that who for the joy that was set before him, that's what Hebrews says, that we look to him, he's the author, the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, everything he had in heaven, instead, what did he do? He endured the cross, despising the shame. He sat down at the right hand of God. Jesus had both joy and sorrow, both joy and pain. And you and I can have this same abiding sense that your future is secure, even when your today is chaos. So I'm going to pray that for us today and then give you the opportunity to pray. God, thank you for the ways that you didn't just tell us about joy, but that you showed us joy, that you were joy in the ways that you endured for us in our behalf. And so God, today, as people are listening, as they're praying, God, they're in a variety of situations and circumstances. I certainly don't claim to know every one of them, but you do, and you're with them. And so, God, I pray today that they will have joy because they know at some point you are going to make all things right. So we lean into that trust today. Now you take the opportunity to pray.